Marquette Golden Eagles finally picked up their first road victory of the season, knocking out Georgetown 76-60 in D.C. last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Nigel James Jr. led the way with 20 points for the Golden Eagles, who will host DePaul on Sunday. Michigan Wolverines claimed at least a share of the Big Ten men's basketball title, knocking out Minnesota 77-67 last night in Ann Arbor. The Wolverines have secured a triple bye in the upcoming Big Ten tournament. Badgers on the road this week for two games out west. They'll take on the Oregon Ducks tonight. That's a 10 p.m. late tip time on BTN. Bucks got back in the win column after losing by 28 to Toronto on Sunday. They bounced back with a 128-117 victory over Miami last night. Kevin Porter Jr. led the way with 32.
Yeah, man, every game, you know, we digged ourselves a hole, and we know that. We understand what we're up against coming this second half of the season. So, you know, we're coming with a new energy. We got a lot of purpose to play for, and every game is important to us. So Miami's a really good team, and this is a really good win for us against a really good team that's in the contender.
Ryan Rollins and Bobby Portis added 21 each. The Bucks will host Cleveland tonight. WEAC men's basketball tournament tipped off last night. Lacrosse beat Stout 87-83. Platteville over Oshkosh 79-72. NFL teams, including the Packers, gathering in Indianapolis for the NFL scouting combine. Free agency starting soon. Packers working on their plan to build the team up for another playoff run. What they don't have is a first-round pick for the next 2 years. GM Brian Gutekunst asked if there's a scenario where they could move back into the first round.
It would take a significant amount of resources to get back up in, you know, to the first round. But if that player was available and that made sense to us, you know, we would never shy away from that. I wouldn't expect that to happen. Usually, you know, the areas of the first round we could get into would be more towards the back half, and so I wouldn't expect it. But if the right player fell, then we'll be aggressive about it.
Cactus League Baseball: Brewers blanked Oakland 10-0 yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.